Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today. Looking forward to our journey as we talk about the China connection in prophecy today. The China connection in prophecy today. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're aware of some of the familiar biblical text about prophecy in our scripture, where we find that Russia and Iran and Germany, Syria, Turkey, and Libya will all be players in the eschatological scene that's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We'll touch on that some during the course of this broadcast, but we're also going to bring in the China connection in prophecy today. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, if you've studied the scripture and relate to that, but we're going to enlighten our listeners today as to the China connection. We're watching China rise up. We're watching China become the dominant financier of the world. We're watching China today being the controller of nuclear weapons today and all types of scientific technological advances that run circles around America as a supernation, as we have been historically called, and all other nations. It is the China connection that we find in eschatological truth in the scripture in Revelation, the 9th chapter, and in Daniel, the 11th chapter. We're going to talk about those things in this broadcast today. So put your thinking cap on, get seated, buckle in, because we're going to have a fast run through the overview of prophecy in relationship to those that are involved in the last days of the prophetic text in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book, as I like to call it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth, and as we do, we need to recognize what Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, where he says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, the only freedom that we really have in America, though we have constitutional freedom, our Bill of Rights, and the freedom, the liberties that's found there, but it's the natural law, the God-given law, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us the freedom, and that freedom is found in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and our relationship to Him. It's Jesus that said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then Jesus further says in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that should make the difference in your life and in mine. This is the reason I'm wanting us to understand biblical truth when it comes to eschatological prophetic future, so that as these things take place, and I say these things, the things that we're seeing in the daily news, the media, by way of television and radio and online news, we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the eschatological prophetic text of the Word of God leaping right off the pages of the Word of God and into the hearts and the minds of the hearers and those on a global basis, if you're willing to sit up, take notice, and watch and pay attention to what is happening. I pray that you're doing that. It's exciting to me to look at history of the world as we weave into it God's Word and what God says, because after all, God is the one that's in control. As someone said, history is His, H-I-S, His story. That is the story of Jesus Christ, which is God incarnate, God come in the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Those are the words of the secularist George Orwell in his book 1984, as he was writing the dystopian novel in 1947-1948. We find, ladies and gentlemen, that what he said in relationship to truth is exactly on target with what we see happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that made a profound statement that I stick to and I quote to you most every day because it is so relevant to what we are saying on this broadcast as we talk about biblical truth and as we talk about issues that we're faced with. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator. This article says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason of the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Further, former Senator Jim DeMint states, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." It's a sad statement, ladies and gentlemen. I believe of all places, of all people, of all institutions, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ should be the one that embraces truth from the Word of God. Not truth from what government says, but what God says. This is the reason we're watching the caving of our society today. It's the reason we're watching the crumbling of our foundations today. And remember, Psalms 11:3 says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do?" Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made such a powerful statement. Jan Hus says, and I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I call on everyone under the sound of my voice today, if you're saved, if you're blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, that ought to be your mantra. That ought to be the modus operandi. That ought to be the path that you walk on, that you're willing to learn the truth, listen to the truth, seek the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even if it means death. I believe it's coming to a point in America before the rapture of the church. And we'll talk about the rapture in just a moment. I believe it's coming to a time before the rapture of the church when Christians will be called upon to stand for truth, even if it means dying. That's taking place in North Korea. That's taking place in Venezuela. That's taking place in Indonesia. That's taking place in China. That's taking place in Russia. Even today, that's taking place in Cuba. It is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, even in the nation of Canada. And it's rapidly eroding the foundation of our Bill of Rights in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about professional landscape as well as the homeowner landscape equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how can I find that? It's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. Find the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Our lines are open. We invite your telephone call. It goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And we're talking about today the China connection in prophecy today. The China connection in prophecy today. And as I mentioned by way of a precursor monologue introduction earlier, we are perhaps most, in fact, most of you today will recognize that the scripture says in Ezekiel 38:39, Ezekiel, God's word, lists five nations that will be led by Russia, the Russian coalition, to come against the nation of Israel. Now, some call that the Battle of Armageddon. Listen very carefully. Ezekiel 38:39 is not the Battle of Armageddon. It leads into the Battle of Armageddon because, remember, in Matthew 24, it talks about wars and rumblings of wars. That wars and rumors of wars means rumblings. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take a globe, you can spin it, close your eyes and spin it, place your finger on that globe, and there's some type military confrontation or some type conflict that's taking place there in that part of the world. Today, we cannot go to sleep or awaken without there being some type conflict taking place on a global international basis. It is not one that is coalesced as you find it in the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But ladies and gentlemen, in the final days, and we're rapidly approaching that day, the wars and rumblings of wars, when Russia, and by the way, Russian military today is made up about 51% or better of Islamic jihadists, and Russia will lead a coalition of nations, Iran, Germany, Syria, Turkey, and Libya, will all be players in that eschatological scene in the last days. In your leisure, read Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's a mind-boggling, harrowing study as you see what God is going to do on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, that battle that will be instigated by Russia, led by Russia, promulgated by the Islamic jihadists that want to destroy the nation of Israel. That is the focus today by the Islamic jihadists in Palestine and in every other part of the globe where you have the Islamic jihadists, the Arab population that looks at Israel as pigs and dogs that ought to be extinguished, ought to be destroyed. In fact, their mindset, their mentality, their modus operandi has always been to push Israel into the Great Sea. That's talking about the Red Sea. It's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the going into that portion of Israel and looking out toward the sea. They say, we're going to push Israel into the sea, destroying the nation of Israel. That's the mindset. And ladies and gentlemen, that's on the horizon. But one of the things that most are not aware of is what I call the China connection. The China connection. How does God's what does God's word tell us in relationship to China, and how will it play in God's prophetic eschatological scheme of things based on the wrap-up of this old world and the scene as we know it in the world today? Yes, God's eschatological prophetic clock is ticking today. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, let me remind you that if you want to know what's happening on a global basis, if you want to know what God is doing, if you want to know what is eschatological future in the prophetic text, all you need to do is look at Israel. Someone said, Israel is God's our hand, and H-O-U-R, God's our hand, and Jerusalem is God's minute hand. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, the clock is, I believe, and I'll use this terminology, not found in the scripture, I believe God's eschatological prophetic clock is paused at a minute before midnight as the hour hand is pointing to Israel and the minute hand pointing to Jerusalem. If you want to know what God's doing, look at the Middle East, look at Israel, look at Iran, look at Syria, look at Egypt, look at what is taking place in the Middle East, and you'll understand what God is doing. Right today, let me tuck this in while it's on my mind. As we speak today, the Palestinians are being funded some $144 million by U.S. taxpayers that Biden is providing for them. It's on the basis that it's not going to the jihadists, it's not going to any other horrible organization, but that's exactly wrong. It is the Palestinian jihadist, it is the Islamic jihadist that's in Afghanistan, that's in all parts of the globe today, that's focused on. They have their crosshairs in their focus with their weapons all focused at the nation of Israel. That little postage stamp that's called Israel, it is viewed as being the very stumbling block, according to the scripture. It is the stumbling block of the whole world, according to the prophetic text in Zechariah. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is the focus point of all that's taking place. So how does China fit into that big picture? What's God going to do in relationship to China? Let me remind you, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of God, the next thing on the prophetic text, in the prophetic text that is God's calendar for prophetic wrap-up of this old universe, is the rapture of the church. Rapturus, it is the Latin term, sudden seizure, snatching away. The classic biblical text on the rapture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. As you study the eschatological text in Revelation, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 is the last mention of the church, because when John is told to come up hither, we're talking about the last days of the church. It is the rapture of the church that is absolutely pinpointed with that little microcosm found in Revelation 4 and in verse 1. The church is not mentioned again until after the eschatological wrap-up of Revelation chapter 5 through Revelation chapter 18, which is 7 years of tribulation. But the next thing on the calendar of God is the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18 gives us that overview of what happens. the scripture says we're going to be suddenly seized. Now, can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, at the rapture of the church with airplanes careening off course? Can you imagine at the rapture of the church where the hospitals with all the babies are suddenly missing out of the nursery? Can you imagine at the hospitals, ladies and gentlemen, when the surgeon is about to put the scalpel into the chest of one that's on the operating table to be operated on, and all of a sudden the patient disappears? Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, with the chaos and confusion on a global basis when the church is raptured out? Can you imagine with the Communist Network News? Yes, I believe CNN and all of its hosts will still be available after the rapture of the church. I don't believe they have to worry about being caught up in the rapture. But can you imagine all of the chaos and confusion on the set when they are pulling their hair and wringing their hands as to wonder what happened? Some of them will even be reporting that those conservatives, those Christians, those that stood in the way of the vaccination, those that said no to what the government said and listened only to what God said, they'll be having a party saying that those that have stopped progress, those that have stood in the way of progress, as they call it, all suddenly disappeared. Ladies and gentlemen, that's because the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. This could happen at any moment. There are no signs any place in the scripture. There are no road marks. There's no benchmarks that indicate when it's going to take place. It could be at any moment. It could be at any second. It could be before this sentence is completed. It could be before sundown this evening. The rapture of the church is imminent. It is the next thing on the calendar of God. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you ask the question, what happens after the rapture of the church? What happens after the sudden seizure of the body of Christ? What happens when we're lifted out of this old world? The first thing that happens, ladies and gentlemen, the man of sin, the lawless one, the one that is the Antichrist, will step on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, he will rule and reign this old world with an absolute iron fist. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist is called the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the wicked one in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, the lawless one in 2 Thessalonians 2:9, the little horn of Daniel 7:8, the beast of Revelation 13, 1 through 3, and Revelation 17, 8. He's called the old dragon, Revelation 13, 4, and 12, 7. He's called the old serpent in Revelation 12, 9. He's called the devil and Satan in Revelation 12, 9. He is called the Antichrist in 1 John 2:18 and 22 and 2 John 7. Ladies and gentlemen, that man of sin, the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. Time the rapture of the church takes place. Listen very carefully. Down through the years, I've had people ask, Pastor, do you believe the Antichrist is on the scene today? Absolutely, unequivocally. Do you believe that the Antichrist knows that he's the Antichrist? No, he does not. But ladies and gentlemen, according to Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist will step on the scene. He'll be empowered, the scripture says, by Satan himself. He will have a sidekick, as I like to call it, the one that is the false religious leader, the one that is the false prophet, that will be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders. In fact, it is that false prophet, the man, the one that is to the side of the Antichrist, performing those signs, miracles, and wonders, that according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3, there's a mortal wound to the Antichrist. He will be slain, and it's the false prophet, the one that is the one empowered also by Satan himself, they'll be able to raise the dead. The Antichrist will be raised from the dead, and then everyone will look at him in awe and wonder and follow after him, the Revelation 13, 1 through 5 tells us. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will step on the scene. He will use all today's technology to identify and trace and track and fully control every human being on the face of the globe, according to Revelation 13, 1 through 18. People living in that day, ladies and gentlemen, will not be able to buy, sell, trade, travel, work, or live in general and do anything unless they receive the mark in the head or the hand, according to the scripture. This, ladies and gentlemen, will be the unifying universal identification system that is being set in place by COVID pass today. Yes, hear me and hear me well. I'm not saying that the COVID vaccination, the COVID pass, is the answer to the Revelation 13, is the mark of the beast. I'm not saying that. We're setting the stage for that to come on the scene. There'll be other iterations of the COVID pass. Right now in Germany, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. In Germany, several of the states in Germany, they've adopted the COVID pass. It's all over Germany, but they've adopted the COVID pass so stringently that in some of those states in Germany, you cannot even buy groceries. You cannot eat. You cannot buy food unless you have the COVID pass. and that is being escalated today, ladies and gentlemen. In Australia, you can be beaten and thrown in jail if you don't have your COVID pass or if you leave out of your home without a mask on. We're setting the stage on a global basis to accept the Antichrist called the Mark of the Beast, which is identified in Revelation 13, 18, as 17 and 18, as the Mark 666. The number 7 in biblical numerology is the identification of God, the perfect number. The number of 6 is the number of man, according to biblical numerology. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the 666 is not something that we need to look at and try to figure out. It simply means man-centered man. It is the epitome of a humanistic society that will be in place during the days of the tribulation with the Antichrist ruling and reigning. But that mark will be something that will be able to identify you or anybody else that's on the globe after the... I won't be here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. I won't be here. I'll be suddenly see snatched out. I'll be in glory walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. But those that are left behind, as the old 8-track video used to call it, the Left Behind series, those that are left behind will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without having the mark. And what we're doing today, we're getting the globe, we're getting the world desensitized to what that mark will be. Bill Gates' ideal mark will come about in the latter days of the tribulation, the last days of the tribulation, where there will be under the skin as the mark goes in place, as the vaccination, as you want to call it, that goes into place, it will put the RFID chip so that it can be read by an RFID chip reader in a satellite or by a wand in someone's hand, that unless you have your mark, unless you have your identification, unless you have, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in that ultimate chip in the days of the tribulation, that chip will have all of your medical record, all of your historical record, all of your moving and buying and going and what you do, it will all be there, all in that one little chip. It can be uploaded, downloaded. It can be neutralized simply by the movement of the governmental system in place that day, which will be ruled by the Antichrist. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be here. I'm not planning on being here at all. But there are a lot of people today that's looking at it on the basis that even what I'm saying now is just simply some scientific rumble. It is simply some mythology that's being repeated. It's some mystery novel that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. People living in that day, ladies and gentlemen, will not be able to, according to Revelation 13, will not be able to buy, sell, or trade, will not be able to travel. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that is taking place today in China. But the ultimate goal is to be able to control all the people through that mark. China already has the full tracking system today. We're going to discuss that further in the latter portion of this broadcast today as we get into full detail about China and the China connection in prophecy today. And ladies and gentlemen, secondly, during the final days of the tribulation, final days of the globe leading up to the tribulation, a universal dictator leader, when he steps on the scene, the Antichrist, he will be the one that will fulfill what is said in the scripture where it says there'll be wars and rumors of wars in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following. Wars and rumors of wars will take place in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, verses 5 through 9 in the Matthew text tells us that. This is when Russia, ladies and gentlemen, will lead the 5 Islamic-dominated nations to come against Israel, but it will turn into a global conflict leading to the Battle of Armageddon. Now hear me. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is where you find that. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not, hear me, is not the Battle of Armageddon. It is the battle for 7 years, almost 7 years, that leads into that ultimate conflagration that's called the Battle of Armageddon. But ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, how do you know that Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not the Battle of Armageddon as we talk about that which is found in the Revelation text? Ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 13 and following, I believe it is, Ezekiel 39, let me turn to it quickly so I don't lead you astray. Ezekiel 39, beginning with about verse 9 and following, ladies and gentlemen, it talks about the fact that it will take 7 years and 7 months to clean up the war machinery and the debris and to bury the dead bodies as a result of that battle. Now, if we're the last days of the Battle of Armageddon, that would mean that it would lead into 7 years of the millennial reign. 7 years of the millennial reign where you're burying dead bodies and putting away the war machinery and the debris left thereby will not be in the days of the millennial reign. That won't happen. So I know that Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not talking about the Battle of Armageddon, but it will lead into that Battle of Armageddon, which will be the final conflagration that wraps up this old universe in that fire that is talked about in 2 Peter, that is that also fire that is talked about in Revelation chapter 20, about verses 7, 8, and 9. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The man of sin steps on the scene. There is that great battle that is carried out by Russia that's leading Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria into that final battle. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that is from Marco Rubio that sets the stage for what I think that we need to understand some of what is happening. It says here, headline says, Marco Rubio warns what will happen when Iran warships reach their destination, demands Biden forcefully confront them. Let me just read you a line or two from that. Senator Marco Rubio urged President Joe Biden to deal with Iran's military vessels in the Atlantic Ocean forcefully and not to be detracted by his desire to salvage the Iran deal. That's Iran nuclear deal. Biden shouldn't allow desperation to salvage the Iran nuclear deal to keep him from confronting this forcefully, as it should be. Iran State TV reported Thursday that an Iranian destroyer and support vessel were sailing in the Atlantic Ocean. Further in the article, Iranian Foreign Minister spokesperson refused to give details about the trip during the news conference that took place in relationship to that. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about now some of these peripheral things that are taking place that many do not pay close attention to, that's being brought together in the final days. And keep in mind, Iran today is controlled by Russia and China. Iran today has nuclear devices, in my most humble opinion, ready to fire. Iran today have Iran and Syria have seaports that are containing some Russian sub vessels and some Chinese vessels that's ready to be unleashed on Israel when the time is right. This article says Iranian warships thought to be headed to Venezuela left port with high-speed missile boats aboard. An Iranian Navy ship thought to be bound for Venezuela left its port with seven high-speed missile attack craft strapped to the deck. It goes on to talk about the date and the time. This has been about 3 months ago when that took place, but that is still on the scene as far as it being handled and dealt with. Here's another article from Rubio. Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, demands forceful action against Iranian ships in the Atlantic Ocean. He is demanding President Joe Biden take a forceful stand against two Iranian warships cruising in the Atlantic Ocean with weapons on board headed for Venezuela. Iran's largest military vessels and most modern missile destroyers are days away from delivering missiles and attack boats to the regime in Iran, according to this article, and it is off the coast. Biden shouldn't allow desperation to salvage that nuclear deal with Iran to prevent him from forcefully standing against it, Rubio says. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that identifies that a little more. Iran launched deadly airstrikes on Gaza Monday in response to a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas and other Palestinian militants amid spiraling violence sparked by unrest at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. And he goes on to talk about what they're doing. 20 killed, including 9 children, as Israel launches airstrikes in Gaza in response to Hamas firing rockets toward Jerusalem after clashes in the holy city left hundreds injured. Ladies and gentlemen, what is not being talked about on the news today during the Biden administration is the war machinery being put in place, the weapons being put in place, and the mindset to wipe Israel off the face of the globe. And all of that, ladies and gentlemen, will come to a cataclysmic ending ahead a final battle when we see the Battle of Armageddon. But before that, you'll see what is taking place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about China connection in prophecy today. We're going to talk about later after the top of the hour news in just a moment. We're going to talk about the details with China's involvement, what China is doing, position of China technologically, and with the war weapons and nuclear weapons that they have put in place. They're already saying that they're ready for World War III. That's China and their statement. Mike Pompeo has said that they're trying to subvert all that's being done in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about God's Word leaping off the pages of the Bible and coming into play as we see the perilous times taking place in the last days as we see the wrap-up of this old universe. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to be right back right after the top of the hour news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.